Okay, so let's begin. How about we start with the heart, as always? So just first to get connected to ourselves. So in the heart position, just close your eyes and bring your attention to your breathing and the connection to your heart. Paying attention to your breathing for a few moments. And the sensations behind your hands. And as you connect to yourself, start to get a sense of connection to that deep place within yourself, the soul, your soul. And just sit for a moment in connection. With your soul. And get a sense of how your soul feels. At this point in your journey, and ask yourself, what's the first thing that your soul needs right now? And we're just going to do a slow, gentle round of tapping to send this energy to your soul. For me, I'll say, rest for my soul. You choose whatever is the first thing that you need. So with one hand on your heart and the other hand free, just starting to tap on the crown of your head. Soft, light, loving touch. Stay connected to that deep place in yourself and send the energy that's needed. rest for my soul. Take relaxed, deep breaths on each point, and let's go to the third eye. Rest for my soul. And to the end of the eyebrow where it meets the nose. Again, just light, tapping with love. Stay connected with your soul. Rest. For my soul. And then the edge corner of the eye. And slow your tapping down. Gently, light tapping. Rest for my soul. Under the eye, close up on the socket bone. Nice deep breath. Rest for my soul. As we're sending these energies and using our intention to direct these energies to the place that we're connected to. Under the nose. Rest for my soul. Middle of the chin. Rest for my soul. Under the collarbone, tapping with love, nice and slow, staying connected to that deep place inside yourself. Rest for my soul. And then to the corner of the thumbnail. Deep rest for my soul. Index finger. Deep rest. For my soul. Middle finger. Deep rest. For my soul. Ring finger. Nice deep breath. Deep rest. For my soul. stay connected to your soul within. Little finger. Deep rest. Feel the meaning of the words for my soul. And karate chop side of the hand. Deep rest. My soul. Good. And come back to the heart when you finish. And just take a couple of relaxed breaths, staying connected to that place within. My soul. And allow your mind, if it hasn't already, allow your mind to give you a representation of your soul as it is today. Let that appear in your mind's eye. And now, keeping your attention directed here, notice what your soul needs next. I want to give you a few moments of silence to just direct your own energies of what's needed for your soul. It might be more rest, it might be love, whatever is needed. Stay connected and just have the intention of directing that energy to your soul. And see your soul entity receiving that energy in whichever form it comes. Just asking yourself, what else does my soul need? and allow that energy to come to your soul and your soul to receive it. And if you haven't already begun, send love to your soul entity. By simply connecting to and paying attention to the soul, representation of the soul, and feeling love and sending it to the soul, then we deliver that energy right there. And if you didn't already, add compassion for your soul. For its journey and all it's experienced, bringing it to be the way it is now. Compassion is feeling the feeling of the other with love and desiring healing. Hold your soul in that love and compassion. With mercy. With mercy, the great allowing and releasing of everything. Let your soul rest in your love. Compassion and mercy. And it may be that your soul needs a lot of this energy. So as you hold your soul in this energy of love, compassion, and mercy, let time start to move forwards. Speeding up a little. That your soul is receiving this love, compassion, and mercy as much as is needed. Time zoom forward till you feel that your soul has received what it needs. And notice how the representation of your soul is evolving. How your soul feels, how your soul looks, how your soul entity, what it's doing now. And even though your soul has already received so much, let's continue to send even more love, compassion, mercy, and any other gifts and energies to bring happiness to your soul. Continue to send even more gifts. What will make your soul happy? Let that appear and arrive to your soul entity now. And what else will make your soul even happier? Let that appear and arrive to your soul entity. Notice how the soul entity is evolving with all receiving all of these energies. What else can we send to it? What would be even better than this to send to bring real happiness to the soul? Notice how the soul entity evolves. And notice how you feel in your connection to the soul entity. How are you feeling now? Watching your soul receiving and experiencing all of this. Allow yourself to feel all the good feelings that you feel. Don't hold them. Allow them to flow in you and through you. And then come back to your soul entity and allow whatever reconnection and integration with yourself, whichever way that happens, allow that to happen. Noticing how you feel in your body. Allowing that to soften and to flow. All the way through and out. And spend a few more moments in oneness. In love. You and your soul as one. In love. Take a few more moments for yourself. And in your own time, make your way back to the here and now and the group.